This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is a podcast called 25 Whistles Talking Football, and they all wear a whistle. Yeah, it's stupid, but what did you expect? It's a podcast called 25 Whistles.
Presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings app. Use the code BOBBYSPORTS to get in on the action.
Psst. Good one.
Thank you. With my tongue. I was always jealous because I grew up in the South and in the woods where everybody could whistle.
You can't whistle?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like the air whistle.
Yeah. But I can't. Like, you kind of had to do that to be considered a man.
Plus, you're calling like animals and stuff. Like,
yeah, or you're whistling across the woods to tell other people where you are.
Yeah.
And I could never do that. I wonder if I would have stayed in Mountain Pine if I would have developed that.
Mm, for sure.
Out of just necessity.
Mm, Arkansas necessity.
I would think that's just in your DNA, though. It's weird that you can't. You know I can't whistle at all. Not even the air one. Nothing.
Hold on, let's do our best whistle. Hold on. What would you give that one? 1 through 5?
3.
3.
Yeah.
Kevin?
Am I rating it still? Oh, 2.5.
No, just do your whistle.
Okay.
2?
Yeah. Yeah, that's worse than Bobby's.
I'm not very good.
Okay. Eddie?
This is really bad.
Oh. Why do you think that is? You can't whistle.
I don't know, man. People have taught. No, you use your tongue. You do your tongue this way. I still can't do it.
Alabama beat the crap out of us.
I know, but
didn't beat the crap out of us. Yeah. They barely beat us, but it feels like that the crap beat out of us because we lost 4 in a row, 5 in a row.
Good correction.
Well, 4 out of the 5 losses are by one score or less, right?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Lost L's and L.
Did you think you were going to win that game? What was the percentage that you put it on the last like 5 minutes of the game?
30.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, I was feeling 80.
Yeah, I don't though. I've been through it too many times.
Was that like reverse psychology?
No, it's based on life experience-ology.
Okay.
If I'm being honest. Yeah, I think anybody that has a team that doesn't win a lot, you expect not to win when you haven't won a lot. Yeah. You expect things to go wrong because they often have gone wrong. Where I would assume it would be different if you're like a Patriots fan. It's like Kevin, and you have all those wins. You kind of expect things to work out because you've just seen it work out so many times.
True.
Which has got to be weird for you now. The Patriots are just awful.
Yeah, true.
So
now I expect to lose. Total opposite.
No, you don't.
You're getting introduced to losing. It's not in your DNA yet. It's in my DNA. You're still disappointed when it happens. Me, I'm like, of course it did.
What's cool about you guys, though, and the Hogs, like, you guys don't verbally assault your team. Like, you guys don't be like, oh, man, we're gonna do what the Hogs do all the time. We're just going to lose. The Cowboys fans, it's all they do.
I would disagree. We had an idiot on Twitter who, I don't know if it was like our first, second loss. He messaged the offensive coordinator, sent him an email. And he's like, hey, run a quarterback sneak. It's 4th and 1. I don't know why they're running at a shotgun. I said, I'm the same way. I feel like what am I missing here? And the offensive coordinator messaged him back on email and was like, let me know when you want to coach the team or something like that, right? And so this guy, and I have no problem with him messaging the guy. These coaches have email addresses. Do whatever you want. I'm not going to tell you not to do it. But then this guy goes running all over Twitter like, look what happened. He messaged me. Oh, my God. And so then this offensive coordinator is getting dragged. And I'm like, dude, you're such a little wuss. Like, if you want to message him, okay, fine. If you want to get a response back, okay, fine. You want to go rat-a-tat-tat with him, good. You're right. But now you're going to run all over the internet and be like, oh, my God, he just need to be focusing on the offense. It's like, stop whining. And so I went after him. I was like, stop being a little bee.
Oh, you jumped in?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Not because he was messaging him. Sure, that's on you. Not because the OC responded. That's on him. But the fact that then he had to go run all over the internet being like, oh, look, I got a message. He should have been working on the offense, not messaging me.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I did see that when it was going down on Twitter. it was a couple weeks ago, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, Bone's going after it.
Well, I'm not even jumping on that he was right in his offensive calls. I was just like, don't go and start drama and then bring it all out and be like, oh, God, I can't believe he's messaging me. You messaged him first, you idiot.
I would never want this to happen, but if say, like, it's just a bad, bad season, right? Like, bad, 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 bad. Last game of the season. All right, guy, you think you're good? Let's go. You're the OC now. Bring him in. You imagine the publicity, dude? He makes all the calls. He's sitting there, this dude from the email. He's sitting there on the side of the field with a headset. You idiot. You can call that one, and then everyone just rail him.
Unless, like, things happen to go right.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, God. Then you hire him.
Yeah, my beef was never, like, standing up for the offensive coordinator. Like, for his play calling. I don't know him. I've never met Dan Ennis, our offensive coordinator. I was just like, dude, you started this, and then you run to tattle.
Yeah.
Whenever you get what you were asking for,
yeah.
Which is a response, a little B. Not a little B. That's all it is. All right, time. Speaking of little Bs, it's time for the tittle tattle.
It's time for the stupidest name ever. It's the tittle tattle with Kickoff.
With Brock Bowers out 4 to 6 weeks for Georgia, do you think there's a chance that they lose their undefeated season?
Well, let's look at the games. At Florida, they should win. It's crazy Florida beat Tennessee, though.
I know. And eat manhandled them.
Yeah. Looking back at that game, after Tennessee won last week, I went back to look at Tennessee's schedule. And yeah, Florida just popped them.
Yeah.
Versus Missouri, Georgia should win that. Versus Ole Miss, that could be trouble. And versus Tennessee, that could be trouble. I still think they probably win all four. Brock Bowers is awesome, but Georgia pretty much reloads. But Brock Bowers could have been one of the guys invited for the Heisman. A tight end's probably not going to win it. But, yeah, that does hurt him. But he's out forever now, isn't he? Like, isn't he done? I heard 4 to 6 weeks, but then I heard he was, like, season ending.
Oh.
And maybe that just be different. So there's just different sources saying that. But, I mean, if it's 4 to 6 weeks, what are we? October 17th. So let's do, it's the 20th. So November. So December.
I mean, he's at least
ready. He would come back for the national championship game, possibly.
Who said it? Schefter said it?
I don't think Schefter talks college. I don't think Schefter talks college.
Because I don't believe it unless Schefter says it.
Well, then you'll never believe anything by college. I think that they could still win all four of these games.
And is there really any point if you were him? I mean, you're going to be a top 5-10 draft pick.
If you're playing for the national championship, I think I might come back.
Okay.
If I'm playing just in a big bowl game, I don't think I come back. But national championship, yeah.
Yeah.
Or playoff. The first game of the playoff, yeah, I think I'm back.
And they're probably going to make the playoffs.
I don't want him to win.
The whole thing or at all or just in general?
I don't want him to win the whole thing.
You just want someone new?
Yeah. It's like, I don't even mind Georgia. I don't have any hatred toward them. I think Kirby Smart's fine. I'm not irritated yet. They're just starting to get cocky. Oh, dear God, give me a Cotton Bowl win. I'm going to be insufferable. But they have two national championships, and they're not really, they're fine, right? Georgia fans aren't that annoying, are they?
No, pretty normal.
Yeah.
For being winners and being really good,
right, that's
pretty
what I'm
normal.
Saying. I mean, we go to the Liberty Bowl and we win. You don't want to be around me. I'm going to be all, what's up, you suck? So I think they win out and they probably play Alabama in the championship and they probably beat Alabama again. That's my thought. All right. Next up.
After both lost on Saturday, which Pac-12 team do you think has a better chance to make the playoff, USC or Oregon?
This one's wide open. You want to talk about wide open? Both teams are awesome.
USC and Oregon?
Mm-hmm.
Both are awesome?
Yeah.
Oregon's really,
I like Oregon.
That Washington-Oregon game was the best game.
It was, but both teams, excuse me, USC's offense is so awesome, it makes up for the fact that their defense blows.
Okay.
But it also shows you if you are just betting on an offense and you have to travel, sometimes the offense don't travel with you. Because that game was in Notre Dame that they lost, right? I'm still going to go
What do you mean, Bones? They both traveled together. They were there.
No, no, no. Defense travels well.
What do you mean? They're both in the same bus?
No. even in basketball, it doesn't matter what arena you're in, the crowd, maybe the goals aren't as soft. As defense always travels.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Same in football. Defense always travels. Sometimes the offense, it can be very inconsistent. Look at Caleb Williams, 3 touchdowns.
Gotcha.
So defense usually travels well. Offense, you hope, does. So I still think USC, because I think that's who everybody wants to see in it, because they're USC and Caleb Williams. And I think if all things are even, they put USC in just because they're a blue blood. I think Oregon is, oh man, they're pretty sick though. And the good thing is they get to play each other. So,
mm-hmm.
Because Oregon plays Utah, then USC, then Oregon State. So Oregon will not lose to Utah. Oregon will play USC, so that'll settle that. And Oregon State, then USC plays Utah, Washington. And man, USC's got a tougher schedule.
Yeah.
I think USC beats Oregon, though.
Really?
I do. And then I think they kill each other and cannibalize each other, and nobody gets in.
And then
that's
Washington
usually what
gets
happens in the Big 12.
Yeah.
You know, they Pac-12. All end up losing. Yeah, excuse me, Pac-12. They all end up losing, and that's why it's hard for them to get in because they're all playing each other. So, but if I'm picking of the two, I think USC probably gets in, even though I think Oregon's probably the better overall team. But, man, Caleb Williams is the best player, period, on the field. It's awesome to see him. But it was also pretty fun to watch him throw 3 picks, I'll be honest with you. All right, next.
Jared Goff has led his Lions to a 5-1 start. Do you think there's any chance he can get in the MVP conversation?
Of course. Just win games. That's it. You have a team that has the best record in football, and I don't think the Lions really have that guy that you look at. I mean, it's not Jahmyr Gibbs. He's hurt, and he's a rookie, so that ain't going to happen. Who else do they have?
Amon-Ra, St. Brown.
Yeah. Again, yeah. He's awesome. But on a team where they don't have like a guy that's already stepped forward, like I'm the leader of the team, it's going to be the quarterback. I think people are rooting for Goff. I think Goff's great against the spread. And I think that if the Lions keep winning, you look to the team that's winning the most to go, who's our MVP candidate from this team? He may not win it, but I think he's already starting to be in the conversation because the Lions are now in the conversation because they have the best record in football. But it's pretty cool to see Jared Goff doing well.
He looks good.
Because he was just discarded to the Lions in that trade.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, the Rams want Stafford, so I guess Goff will go here.
Like leftovers.
And then they were just like, who's going to replace Goff? He's only going to be the placeholder for a second.
Yeah.
So it is pretty cool to see. I don't know Jared Goff or even know if he's a cool dude, but it's pretty cool to see that happen.
He seems like a cool dude in some of the videos. You know, like I saw that video where he goes into a college and acts like
that was funny.
He's a recruit.
That was funny. It was a junior college.
It's a junior college. It just kills him.
He's top 5 in passing yards right now, I believe.
Yeah.
He's going to need some of those stats because he's not going to be number one really in anything. He's not going to have the most passing yards, probably not going to have the most passing touchdowns, but he's going to need a few of those top 7, top 5, top 3s and a winning record, and he can probably hit that top 3. I mean, look, I don't even know. I haven't looked at the odds, but is Tyreek up there?
He's surprisingly not.
Because if the Dolphins keep winning, you know you're going to go, okay, Tua, Tyreek. And then you're going to go, well, which one? And it's probably going to be Tua because the quarterback gets it, unless Tyreek catches 2,000 yards. There's never been a receiver do that.
He's on pace.
And Megatron has like 1,900, almost 2,000.
Yeah.
But remember, also, Megatron played one less game. But right now, I think that I read Tyreek is, if he were to finish that way, I don't know that he will, it would be like 2,400 yards.
Wow.
So it would be so much of a difference that it would absolutely be the difference.
Mm-hmm.
So who's number one then? Patrick Mahomes still?
Right now it's Tua. And then Mahomes is second.
Tua is number one.
Tua is number one in the odds.
And they're not giving Tyreek any love at all?
I don't remember seeing him. I was kind of surprised. Some guys that were in there, I'm like, really? That guy? Like, I guess Brock Purdy was kind of in there until last week.
Do you guys still think Tua is going to get hurt?
Yeah.
Every game, feel like it's it.
We did this last year. Remember, not this hot of a start, but they were off to a great start last year. And then, you know, last 2 or 3 months.
The difference, the industry, though, man.
Mm-hmm. They look unreal.
This year, they look unreal. And they've set a yardage record for the first 5 games, 6 games.
What's that running back position, too? Like, anyone they put in there is awesome.
Well, but anyone they have back there has been awesome.
No,
they're fast.
Yeah.
And you got to think,
they are the fastest team in the NFL.
And these guys playing in the secondary are having to also account for the speed of Tyreek and Waddle. So they can't play up close. They can't play close. You're not playing man coverage, bump coverage with those two dudes. So the secondary is already back.
Yeah, so you got space.
So there's a little more space for the running backs, but then you got a guy like A-Chain who can run like crazy.
Yeah. And Mostert. Yeah, yeah, there's
who are like the fastest guys on the team with Tyreek.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a lot of speed on that team. It's crazy to see. It's crazy to see the Dolphins.
I want to see that in person, like up close.
And then their coach. Like, what's up with him?
In what way?
He's quirky.
Yeah, did you watch him talk about Baker Mayfield?
Uh-uh.
So he was one of the offensive staff members with the Browns when Baker was there, like low level. And he was like, yeah, I would tell people he doesn't watch any film. He said, but I just knew my lane. I didn't say anything. And then when they finally were like, he's not watching film, he's got to get out. He was like, I told you.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he was like,
oh, I didn't see that.
He was like, I knew my lane. They were interviewing him about that after the Baker documentary had come out. So it was interesting.
I mean, he has a crazy story of like, it's his first time he's ever been a head coach. He came from nothing. He wasn't a coach anywhere. He was just an intern.
Mm-hmm.
And then to an assistant to the assistant.
And a ball boy at one point.
I mean, to an alcoholic, recovered from that, to being the head coach of the Miami Dolphins, who's having a pretty amazing year.
Who vapes like on the sideline.
Oh, does he? I've never seen him vape.
Like he sneaks a vape.
He got like these Air Force Ones on the side.
He had off-white.
Yeah, that's what it was.
He has off-whites. Yeah. He's a nerdy dude, but he's like cool because he's nerdy. And he knows it. And he's just quirky. Yeah, I like him. I wish he was the coach of my NFL team.
Sure.
I wish I had an NFL team.
You do.
Patriots.
The Dallas Cowboys.
It definitely ain't the Patriots. And it can only be the Cowboys, kind of. I did stay up and watch the Cowboys last night.
That's a start.
I was happy for you when they won.
Yeah, dude. I mean, me too. It was amazing because it was a crazy roller coaster of a game, right? My family has been out of town since last Thursday. They're driving in, and they get there with like 4 minutes left in the game. Mm. And all my kids just come rushing because they've been watching in the car. So we all got to watch the last 4 minutes of the game together. It's a very cool night.
It was like 17-17 with 2 minutes left or so, and the over-under was 40.5. And I thought, well, if anybody scores a touchdown, that's it. I'm going to win. Or if somebody kicks a field goal, then another team kicks a field goal, and they go to overtime,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to win. So I bet the over did not hit because only one team kicked a field goal. But I also bet the Cowboys money line. So I think I ended up losing like $25 last night because the money line didn't pay me as much as I missed for the over-under. But I did bet the Cowboys money line, only late, though, in the game.
Dak could have had that touchdown to Pollard.
That was a terrible throw.
Yeah, terrible throw. He's wide open.
Yeah.
Wide open.
I couldn't believe it.
Like, when he missed that, I was like, ooh, they better win this game.
Yeah.
Or everyone's going to be talking about that throw.
Yeah, because at the over. I was like, come on.
Yeah.
It was wide open.
I just triggered him.
I mean, when you're a fan of a team, you see that pass, and you're just like, it's okay, man. It's okay. It's okay. You got the next one.
Never apologize for winning.
It's okay. I know. It's a W. We'll take it. We'll take it. And, dude, you know
like,
what?
How do you not? I can throw that ball. I've done enough too much access. I can throw that ball.
Don't say that.
Oh, my God. Pollard's on my fantasy team. Pollard.
That's the root. There's the root of the problem.
And I ended up losing like by 5 points. That had won the game for me, and they'd have covered.
Yeah, see.
Dak, you suck, man.
No. You guys.
God.
You know where I messed up, though? It really, like, you were talking about how you bet live bets during the game where you bet on the outcome of the drive.
Yeah, yeah.
I found it. Big mistake. I found it at the beginning of the game. I'm like, let me give it a shot. A couple dollars on punt.
Oh, man, it's addictive.
Dude, I couldn't
stop. I love it. It's my favorite thing.
And by the third quarter, I'm like, stop it. I'm putting the laptop down.
It's awesome.
I'm no longer betting this. I'm going to enjoy the game.
It's awesome. If it's a game you don't care about,
yeah,
correct.
It's super fun.
Yeah.
And so you do $5 and you kick. You'd be like $5 turnover.
Dude, I was putting $1 on turnovers and I could have won $45.
It's so much fun.
The best is when you do that with your friends watching the game and you're in the living room and you're like, all right, I got $1, $5 here. They punt. And you're like, I don't think they will. And you put $5 down and then you grab it.
Wait, you have friends?
I do, a couple of them.
Okay, yeah. Who are they? Yeah. How come we don't know them? All right, next up.
Last one. After getting their second straight win heading into their bye week, do you think the Bengals are back?
I think the Bengals can still win.
But are they back?
I don't think they're back yet. I don't think they're playing good football yet to what we expect the Bengals to do. They got to play the 49ers and the Bills coming up. If they can split those, that's a massive win for them. So if they can go 1-1 in the next two games, the 49ers and Bills, that's great. Then they got to play the Texans. The semi-surging Texans.
Yeah, don't sleep on them.
So I don't think they're back yet, but I think they will be back. I think Burrow's probably still nicked up. But that 49ers game, you know they ain't going to be happy when they're playing. Mm-hmm. They just got beat by the freaking Browns.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it just depends if Debo and CMC is going to be back. But I don't think the Bengals are back, but I do think the Bengals, look at that division. Pittsburgh, who again, you're just like, what even is this team?
I know.
Baltimore, where you're like,
oh, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Yeah. Like they'll really put it to a team and then just be terrible. And the receivers will drop every freaking ball.
Or they've got a great lead and then just blow it at the end.
Mm-hmm. Who am I forgetting their division?
Cleveland. That defense is good.
But they don't have a quarterback. Because Deshaun Watson either isn't there or sucks. So I think if they can get in the playoffs, they're very dangerous. Just because they got a great quarterback. That's all it takes.
Who are you talking about?
The Bengals.
And say it again.
The Bengals.
It's the Bengals.
It's the Bengal Tigers.
You pronounce it like that band, the Bengals.
The Bengals, the Bengal Tiger.
And it's Friday.
The Bengals.
Yeah, yeah. You're pronouncing it like that girl band.
The Bengals.
They're Bengal Tigers.
The Cincinnati Bengals. They're not Bengals. They're not B-I-N. They're not spelled B-I-N. Bengals.
How do you pronounce it, Kevin?
Bengals.
Yeah, dude. Bengals.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, what is he? I don't understand.
He's saying
I don't
the Bengals.
Bengals.
Listen to him. He's saying the Bengals.
Are you drunk?
Do you hear it, Reed?
You mean like Bengals versus Bengals?
No, Bengals versus Bengals.
No, Eddie.
How do you spell Bengals?
B-E.
Yeah, how do you pronounce B-E?
Bengals, B-E-N-G.
You want the internet pronunciation?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here you go.
Cincinnati Bengals.
Bengals, no. I'm saying it right.
You're saying it wrong.
No, wait.
That's funny, though.
No, hold on. Guys, is Eddie...
Yeah, I don't...
Is Eddie stupid or am I dumb?
I'll play it slower.
No, not that.
Cincinnati Bengals.
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 No, you're wrong. It's Bengals, like I'm saying.
You're saying bang, like boom, bang.
No, Bengals.
What do you say?
Bengals.
You're saying the same thing.
No, we're
Eddie,
not.
Eddie, you're wrong.
Hey, Bones, you're wrong.
No, I'm saying what the voice is saying.
Mike, you're the final
Cincinnati
judge.
Cincinnati Bengals.
Mike, who's closer to saying what that says?
You are.
Thank you.
Wait, what?
So it's like Ben, like B-E-N.
Yeah, like Ben Gay.
Yeah.
It's not Bengals.
Bengals.
It's a Bengal Tiger.
It's Bengals.
No. Written out, it's B-N-G-G-L-Z. Bengals.
See, Bengals.
No, I'm going to die on this hill.
But you're the one that built the hill. Yeah. Now you're going to die on it.
You're alone on that hill.
Oh, that's crazy.
You started making fun of me, but you say it wrong.
Man, I kept hearing you say Bengals. Bengals.
But that's what they're called, the Bengals.
Who's that actor from Yellowstone?
Oh, Kevin Costner.
Excuse me?
Kevin Costner.
Costner?
Yeah. Kevin Costner.
Isn't there a T in there somewhere?
He's the guy from Field of Dreams, Kevin Costner. Hey, everyone's getting really mad right now listening, being like, what's he saying? He's saying Bengals.
I'm saying Bengals.
I know. It's the Bengals.
It's what this thing is saying.
He's saying it right.
I'm saying it right.
Man, am I drunk right now? Like,
Eddie, you're going to have to go back and listen to this.
Yeah, I am. Don't worry.
Can we all, because I feel like I'm in some sort of Black Mirror episode.
Me too.
Does everybody feel like Eddie's crazy?
I don't understand, guys. I'm pronouncing it with an E.
Hold on.
Bengals.
Hold on. Does everybody feel like Eddie's crazy? Kevin.
Yes.
Mike.
Yeah, I think he shifted pronunciations at some point.
Ray.
I'm sorry. That's Reed. Hey, and I'm the crazy one.
Sorry.
I kind of understand where Eddie's coming from.
No. That's not what I'm saying.
He's saying
I don't match what that thing is saying there.
Oh, no. Yeah, that
what,
matches.
What A are you referring to? The second one or the
Bengals.
First one? I'm referring to the second letter in Bengals.
B-E, yes.
Yeah.
It's not Bengals.
No one's saying it's Bengals.
Well, that would be what it would be if it were B-E.
You are pronouncing it like it's bang, like a gun goes
Bengals.
Bang.
It's not Bengals.
That's wrong. What's wrong with you people?
Okay, if I'm wrong, okay, I get it. I say stuff wrong all the time. I just feel like I'm saying exactly what the internet pronunciation is.
And I'll add to that. The Patriots. Why do we call them the Pats? Okay, and then call them the...
The Pates?
Patriots.
Why do you call the Cowboys the Boys?
I love that Eddie keeps going down this because he's getting dumber and dumber.
Yeah.
The Pats.
You know?
What, you call them the Pates?
Well, do it. If you're going to say it right, you can't be both. God.
But it's P-A-T-S, Pats.
It's Pats. It's spelled the Pats.
That's the Pates.
How did we get here?
Dude, listening to him say Bengals, I was like, you're out of your mind.
But now you're saying it like I say it the right way.
No, I was imitating you.
By doing it right?
No, saying Bengals. It's really Bengals.
It's a Bengal Tiger.
Yes. We can agree on that.
Cincinnati Bengals.
Bengals.
Bengals. Listen to her.
Cincinnati Bengals.
You guys are crazy. You guys are crazy. Go to commercial.
You don't make that call.
Hey, do we do that here?
We do, yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. That's the tittle tattle. The stupidest name ever. It's the tittle tattle with kickoff.
25 Whistles presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings app and use the code BobbySports to get in on the action. Well, let's look at the old parlay from last week.
Why are you looking at me?
Well, I hit my one game. We all put a one gamer in here.
Yep.
Thank God I hit mine because I did not want to suffer the wrath again.
Yes.
I had Duke moneyline versus NC State. Duke won 24-3. They would have covered. But I went moneyline because I was scared.
Yep.
Because you were scared, yeah.
Yeah. Kevin went moneyline, North Carolina, Miami, and hit.
Yep.
Eddie went Louisville minus 7.5 at Pitt.
It was a no-brainer.
Louisville lost.
I know, man.
But they got killed.
They got killed.
You think it's coming off that high, that Notre Dame high?
Yeah, right? And going on the road.
Like you just feel it and love yourself so much.
What is it? They're just partying? Like, I don't understand how that works. Like,
I would say it works like this. One, they're kids.
Mm-hmm.
We forget that sometimes. And okay. Two, yeah, yeah. A lot of the attention that they would be putting into A, B, C, or D, some of A and some of B's put into talking about last week's game, doing interviews, living it up. Wow. Sometimes you get a little false feeling of we're so good. Sometimes you don't focus as much because maybe you... But there's a lot of that.
But that's where, as the coaching staff, you're just like, all right, we're not going to do this.
Absolutely.
We're not going to do what everyone does.
They're also kids.
Yeah, that's what I think is the main thing. Exactly.
Yeah.
And on social media, they're like gods for a week, you know?
And the way you give them a little bit of grace, give me a little bit of grace. I'm just a dude, you know? And I saw an easy game there. I thought it was going to be an easy game.
We haven't hit one in forever.
Is DraftKings giving us a little bit of heat? Like,
they made fun of me.
Yeah.
I was on a call with them. They made fun of me.
They did for picking bad.
Well, because last year I went like 11 in a row. Like we crushed. That's the all-time record. And now this year we've missed a lot.
Dang.
We'll give you another one Friday. We suck. If you follow me though, Bobby and the Whistlers, you can make some. Because I can't say that. If you follow me, Bobby, bleep that out. If you follow me, Bobby and the Whistlers, you can get some smiles in and you can just follow what I'm doing. Not just the one bet.
How can people follow you?
You go to DraftKings and you search in the
social part.
And our group is called Bobby and the Whistlers.
Got it.
If you want to take the 25 Whistles parlay, you can check out DraftKings Sportsbook. New users use the code BobbySports when you download the app. 21 and up in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
All right, let's recap some college games. Georgia 37, Vanderbilt 20. That game was pretty close. I had taken Georgia minus like 35 or something. And Vandy scored first, kept it somewhat close, and then Bowers got hurt. Hurt his ankle.
Yeah, I didn't see what happened. Did it look bad? Did you see it?
It looked bad when he hobbled off.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it wasn't like they kept replaying showing it. From what I remember, it was just like a normal play.
Hmm.
But that sucks because he was killing it. Michigan crushed Indiana. Not even a game. Ohio State crushed Purdue. Not even a game. Florida State crushed Syracuse. Not even a game.
Yeah.
Penn State crushed UMass, but we didn't expect that to be a game. The Oregon and Washington game lived up to the hype.
Oh,
awesome
game. Amazing.
And it wasn't so offensively based that you were just annoyed there was no defense. Now, there are two great offenses, But every once in a while, the defense would step up and make a play. Mm-hmm. Oregon missed field goals. Time expired. I felt bad for the kid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his form looked great. Everything about it looked good. and I would say that, I mean, Penix is probably still the lead for Heisman. They both played really well.
Mm-hmm.
And Caleb played terrible at USC. Yeah. So I don't know that the Heisman race is any closer to being settled after this last week. I think you had the guys do what the guys do for the most part. But Penix is, I mean, he's a small guy.
Mm-hmm.
Is he even 6 foot tall?
I don't know.
And maybe that's why he's not projecting. He's 6'3".
Oh, wow.
I did not think he was that tall.
He's maybe 6'1".
Oh, they got to be lying about the 6'3", yeah, right?
Absolutely.
Because I'm always confused at why he wasn't projecting to go higher in the draft. He may be a first-round pick, but they're not acting like he's like an absolute no-doubter if you draft him. He's crushing it.
This says Bo Nix is 6'2", and I think Bo seems a lot bigger. I mean, definitely bigger, thicker, but also taller.
Yeah, Washington wins 36-33. When Oregon fell down by like 10 or 13 or so, I jumped in on the live game.
I did see that.
Yeah.
That was good.
That's why I'm usually not home for a whole weekend. And I was home, and I just live bet like crazy. Like, I like to watch games to get the feel.
And then oh, I did too. In. Sometimes I imagine this is my job, you know, like on the weekends, and I'm like, I got computers in front of me. Yes. Like, all right, and I'm a stockbroker.
Like stockbroker. Yeah, yeah, sell, yeah, buy, yeah. Sell, buy.
Yeah, that's what I did, man.
I did it with Kansas State too. When they dropped, they fell.
I did too.
Yeah.
We made smiles on that one.
Lots of smiles there. And good for Kansas State winning that game. And a little quarterback controversy there. I think the freshman quarterback's probably going to be the guy now.
Yeah.
But
he played well.
He did play well. Notre Dame beats USC 48-20. Caleb Williams with 3 interceptions. Caleb went Dak.
Full Dak.
No, that's not. No, that's not a verb. What is it? A noun? What is that? A noun?
It can be either one.
Don't make it a noun.
And the Stanford-Colorado game, I turned off. I went to...
Oh, that was crazy.
I went to my niece's homecoming in Mountain Pine, Arkansas. So we fly. And I'm watching the first part of the game. And they're up 29, nothing, half?
Yeah, half, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Turn it off.
Yeah, why would you watch the end of that?
Right, we get back home, and it's like first overtime. I'm like, what? Oh, my God. I could not believe it. I just happened, and they lost the game, 46-43. Colorado blows a 29-point lead to lose their third game out of the last four. That was wild.
Did you see Shador post that thing at halftime on his story, his merch?
No.
He posted like an ad at halftime on his story.
So somebody posted it for him.
Yeah, probably. Okay. I'm assuming they posted because they're up 29-0. Yeah. They're on national television. I want to go check out this guy's Instagram.
Yes.
So obviously, yeah, I don't think he did, but it was on his Instagram at halftime.
Yikes.
Bad move.
Yeah.
That's bad. You can't do that.
No.
I also don't think he's going to go pro this year. I think he could, and I think he would get drafted late first, early second round. But I think that family is very tight.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Dion wants to coach his kids, and I think his kids can probably make more money even next year playing college. But you got to think his other son, too, is probably going to be a top 3-round safety. He just isn't getting the notice because he's not the quarterback.
What is he, a corner now?
He's a safety, I believe.
Oh, is he
a strong safety, I think? Okay.
Yeah. So, college. Arkansas lost to Alabama. We talked about that. But
hey, did you hear Saban give a little bit of praise to KJ Jefferson, though?
Yeah, because the Alabama guy was on him. Like, went to tackle him, was on his back. KJ throws him off and just keeps going.
I'm surprised they didn't blow the whistle.
Yeah, me too.
I was like, when I saw the replay, I didn't see it live, but I saw the replay. I'm like, dang, I'm surprised they didn't blow that whistle.
Yeah. NFL-wise, Ravens and Titans. I'm okay with the London games now, meaning I used to love it because I'd wake up and be like, there's a game. It's like 3 weeks in a row. I know there's another one in Germany too, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe two more. A
couple more in Germany.
I kind of wish they'd go back to noon because I miss most of this game.
And it's a lot of football. Like, say you do wake up early and you watch the first game. Okay. And then literally have a 15-minute break and then the noon game starts.
I mean, Justin Tucker kicked 6 field goals. Maybe that was part of it too that it wasn't that interesting. But the Ravens got there early. The Titans flew in like 5 minutes before landing.
Just got there.
Yeah. But yeah, Ravens won that.
Tannehill got hurt.
He did, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Malik went in.
Mm.
The first pass, Malik went in. The very first play when he went in was a pass. And the Ravens were like, oh, crap. We didn't expect that. And then it was terrible after that. Yeah. He completed the first pass, I believe. And it was terrible after that.
Yeah.
I thought, wow, maybe he's going to look pretty good here. Because he did look good for one play. And he looked good scrambling a little bit. But it was just, it ain't it.
I didn't watch much of it, but they saw Henry only had 12 rushes, but like 100 yards. Did they not use him that much? I don't know if you watched.
They did. They used him 12 times.
But 12, that's and it. Then, he needs like 20, especially if Tannehill gets hurt.
Their backup running back was used a lot too.
Yeah, Spears.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Tajay.
Yeah, and he was catching the ball. I mean, he's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It feels very much like Remember when at USC and it was Reggie Bush and it was
Lindell White?
Lindell White, Thunder and Lightning. It feels almost like that with those two now because they know, one, they may be trading him, so don't get him hurt.
True.
Especially if they don't win games. And then two, if they are winning games, they need him to be healthy. Don't run him 25 times a game, you know, for later in the year. But yeah, it's a tough one. Commanders beat the Falcons. Ritter is not going to be the quarterback next year in Atlanta. Good for the Commanders. I bet them. They were like plus one or two. I bet them in one. I was pretty happy about that. Vikings beat the Bears 19-13. Oh. Justin Fields, it sucked for him. They're just starting to feel it as the Bears.
Yeah.
What did he hurt?
Well, his hand.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
a finger.
Dislocated finger.
So what I see is Fields is in. They're doing their thing. I go and I get something to eat. I come back and there's some tattooed white guy quarterback. And I'm like, what's happening?
You check the TV.
Yeah, I'm like what happened?
He hit it.
And he actually looked pretty good for a little bit.
Except for the first play.
His rookie ended up catching up with, yeah.
The very first play.
Like a fumble. It's like a fumble.
He fumbled on the very first play.
That's true.
And they,
and they turned it for a touchdown. Yeah. Yeah.
It's amazing how you really can tell. Like, oh, that's no experience right there.
But he did look pretty poised until he was having to force crap. But the Bears lost. And Justin Fields out with a finger injury.
Dang.
Which sucks. Bengals beat Seahawks. Pretty good game.
They needed that.
Yeah.
Bengals sack on, like, last play, fourth down.
Yeah.
Last play of the game. 49ers lost to the Browns.
Oh, on a missed field goal. Like, it's just crazy. 49ers had that game. And how that was a short field goal, too. I think
was
that was like
41,
a
31, I want to say.
Oh, I thought it was less than that. But
I mean, it still
should have made it.
Yeah.
McCaffrey and Debo both went out.
Yeah.
I have Debo on my fantasy team. So he's been hurt. He played last week sparingly, but was out and hurt the week before. But, I mean, you lost two of your biggest weapons there. Who do you
I think one of their O-linemen, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Williams went out for a bit, but he came back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, 49ers lost. I saw that kicker, don't know his name.
Oh, yeah, his family was there?
There was a picture they
Moody.
Took before the game. Yeah, Jake Moody missed a 41-yard field goal. But it's like extended family, and their extended family all took a picture before the game. Like, we all traveled in to see Jake.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
That's tough.
Dolphins whooped the Panthers.
It looked promising, though, for the Panthers early on. They kept it close for the first half.
They were up 14-0.
And then
I never saw any of it.
Yeah, they were up 14-0.
I saw it in one of the fourths of the screen. I never committed to it as a full screen game.
Yeah.
Then Tyreek got a cramp.
The backflip? Oh.
No. There's the backflip. But then he got a cramp. He was going to score, and then he had a cramp. He had a bail on the run. So we thought, like, oh, my gosh.
Wait, he was wide open, and he just had to stop?
Yeah, he ran it. He probably had one defender one-on-one.
Yeah,
and
he just pulled up and just ran straight to the out of bounds.
So you thought it was a hamstring injury?
Yes, because he was holding his hamstring, but it was just a cramp. So he comes back, 5 minutes later.
And scores, didn't he? Didn't he score again?
He scores.
Yeah. Is that when he grabbed the person's phone at a backflip?
Yes.
That's such an athlete. To be able to do a standing backflip in pads.
He's, 100 yards short, I want to say, of 1,000 yards already.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of that. Except in the little square.
Yeah.
And that was it. Never committed to it. Jags beat the Colts. I did watch some of that. Jags are solid.
Mm-hmm.
They're 4-2 now, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
They're solid. They'll probably win that division. Mm-hmm. It's not going to take a whole lot to win that division. And I think that game was for division lead. Because you got Jags, you got Colts, which it's not going to be the Colts.
Titans.
It's probably not going to be the Titans, which sucks for us locally.
No. And Texans, no.
They're
winning games.
Yeah, they did win. They did beat the Saints yesterday.
They're promising.
They're winning games, but they're not that good.
Yeah.
Because they're playing teams in their division.
Sure.
Yeah.
But they did win again.
That's true.
Are they 3-3?
Yeah, I believe so.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Did Stroud throw an interception by any chance?
He did.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, the streak broke.
Okay, Raiders beat the Patriots. Jimmy G left with a back injury. These games always end wild. Matt got sacked on a safety at the end of the game.
Yeah. After throwing a dime to Devontae Parker, and he dropped it.
And the Rams beat the Cardinals 26-9. So the Jets game was really interesting.
Yeah.
I called the Jets game because they won.
What do you mean called it?
I call it the Jets game because
they won. Oh, you
call
it?
Not, not the Eagles game?
Not the Eagles game. I call it the Jets game. They're 3-3 now.
Yeah.
And I'm watching in the pregame Aaron Rodgers with no crutches out on the field throwing the ball.
He loves that.
He eats it up.
Loves that attention.
He loves it, but I think he's also he loves it so much that if this team is about 500, they may try something crazy near the end of the year and put him back in. Just because he'll want to do that for the attention, the hero.
Oh yeah.
And I'm here for it. I love a storyline. I don't care. But they're acting like he's some medical marvel because 3 weeks, 4 weeks out, he was out. I don't know the difference, meaning if you tear an Achilles or a hamstring. I've not done that, so I don't know if that's a big deal to be walking with no crutches 4 weeks in.
Well, we have a buddy that tore his Achilles, and he still walks weird. And that was 10 years ago.
True. but I didn't appreciate it as much as I probably should have if I were more educated on the human body and the injuries. But because it was run on every social media site, I started to appreciate it. I'm like, yeah, yeah, he's awesome. Lions beat the Bucks. Lions are awesome. Lions have now, they're 5-1.
Yeah.
They're tied for the best record in the NFL. You know, I was really pulling for the Bucks. I thought the Bucks played okay at
times.
You're
a Baker guy.
Yeah. I'm a big Baker guy. It's a big Baker show here. Mm-hmm. You know, it is what it is. They lost to a good team. They'll be back.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Did you, guys, lost did you see team. That block on the touchdown by St. Brown? Where one of the receivers, Reynolds, came in from the Lions.
I didn't see it.
Blew this dude up.
Really?
Yeah, St. Brown like went across the entire field, and then out of nowhere comes one of the other receivers and took out one guy into another guy.
Flag or clean?
No, clean. Totally clean.
The Browns, you know, they when they won that game, that was without Deshaun.
Yes, correct. It's with P.J. Walker.
Yeah, that's right. They just signed him like on Wednesday.
And then I was watching at the end of the game, it was like P.J. Walker was hugging the... Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
It is amazing. All these teams trying to tank are not.
No.
And the teams that were trying to win, Patriots.
Patriots.
Do you want them to what do you want them to do?
Yeah, yeah. Full tank. Go.
What do you want them to do, Think. Though, with Mac Jones?
Think. Oh, you got to move on.
If you, want not, to, if you want them to tank, why not keep playing him?
Well, yeah, keep playing him. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying bench him right now. There's no point. But let's keep losing games. You we still have the Zappy? Bills and the Dolphins next, so we could be easily 1-7 after the next 2 weeks. Mm. No, Zappy, Cunningham's now their backup. They signed him.
And Cunningham went from off the team to he's got like a 4-year deal now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. He went from Cunningham. Just, Randall Cunningham came back?
Louisville quarterback.
About? Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he went from on the practice squad to a 3-year deal. Like, how does that even happen?
Yeah, he didn't even get elevated to the team. It was like, you're now getting a 3-year deal. Good for him.
And he played only one play that I can remember. He might have been in for two.
And any other team could have came and poached him while he was on the practice squad.
Yeah, they which I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
So, well, there I'll give you my betting stats in just a few minutes, and we'll do also our guarantees.
Our promises.
Our promises, yeah. First, we are talking about NFL. The NFL season is going strong. DraftKings Sportsbook is hooking new customers up with an offer that is even stronger. Bet $5 on any game this week and score $200 instantly in bonus bets. You just bet $5 on any game. And score $200 in bonus bets instantly. And DraftKings isn't stopping there. All customers can take advantage of a sweetener offer every game day this October. So let's go. Get in on the game day greatness. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code BobbySports. New customers can score $200 instantly in bonus bets when you bet $5 on the NFL. That's the code BobbySports. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, Kansas, licensee partner Golden Nugget, Lake Charles, Louisiana, 21 and up, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario, bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football. Terms for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Okay, so let's check the stats here. I again gave Kevin my phone, and he does a...
came in laughing.
He does a complete...
Dude, the college... There's just so many.
He does a complete analysis.
It's wild.
It's only for transparency reasons. Okay. Weekend in review, total weekend. Total bets, 55. Wagered this weekend, $4,952.
That's ridiculous.
Winnings this weekend, $5,328.
Hey!
A total of plus 376 over the weekend. If you break it down, I had a better NCAA weekend. I made $674 NCAA. I didn't bet near as many NFL games.
Good for you, because I think America lost a lot this week.
Yeah,
possibly. But I'm up 376 on the weekend. Season review, I bet $21,393. Winnings plus
$1,099. That's insane.
You're crazy, dude. You're crazy.
I'm up $1,000.
No, I get it. I get it.
It's I'm having fun. I do it for entertainment.
Totally.
And I'm having fun, and I'm up. So let's go.
Yeah, I'm with you, man.
If I started losing like crazy, I'd back away.
I went down to $5 this weekend on Saturday, and I left Bobby's house. This is after the 11 o'clock games. I go, Bones, I got to go. I got to go make some money. I did UFC hard, the late NCAA games, NFL hard. I'm back to $50, boys.
There we go.
Nice. And I did it. I did a no run last night in the ACL Astros-Rangers game. No run in the first inning. Hit it. Boom! Let's go!
I started betting punt.
Yeah.
What game was I betting that on? I got bored, and I was like, I don't want to bet the game.
We were talking about that bet.
So you can do bet in the series, in the, like, what's this going to end as?
I think the Bills game you bet.
Like, that was it. Bills and Giants.
Yeah.
Bills and Giants. I was like, what are they going to do this possession? I was like, punt. Well, yeah, they did, and they kicked a field goal. Yeah. Then the next one, I was like, kick a field goal, and they did. And so
okay, I started laughing when I saw that. I was like, he got really bored.
I was just like, you know, I don't care about the game that much. Don't care about the division that much. I don't care about the Bills and Patriots. The Bills were going to win. I felt like they were going to run away with it. They didn't. But I did end up betting the Bills and making a little end game.
Yeah.
Money, possibly.
I think minus 2.5, I want to say.
Something like that. Because they weren't like that at the beginning.
No.
And they said last
night. It
was night,
the most ever. Yeah.
They said last night, too, that the Giants hadn't scored a touchdown in like 3 weeks.
Just in general?
Yeah. And so they're like, what makes you think they're going to score a touchdown now? And this is at the end of last night's game. Like, that is crazy. That's all field goals.
I didn't know that. I thought the big stat of the weekend was that the Jets had never beat the Eagles in the history of football.
That's crazy,
that
too.
That was a crazy one, too.
But, I mean, how many times have they played? Five, six times?
I mean,
since their existence. I thought that was wild, too. But.
I think it may have been something like that. Like, 8, 7, 8, 9, whatever. Yeah. But still, that's a cool stat.
It is cool.
And then that game, I fell asleep and did not watch the end of it, and I came in. In this segment right here that we're doing, we recorded on Monday afternoon. We talk about the games. And I said, I said, Eddie, what happened last night at the end of the game? Because I fell asleep. And then there was all this controversy with the Giants and Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a pass interference.
Pass interference, 100%, right,
yeah,
Kevin?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If not, I mean, PI,
there was a jersey
him.
Tug for sure. Yeah. And then his left arm, he was just holding it down. And I saw that a lot this week. I mean, I've seen a lot of the last few weeks. But, I mean, I don't understand what is the pass interference call. Because I feel like everything, when there's an arm being held, mm-hmm. that's got to be pass interference, but they don't call that stuff anymore.
And a jersey being pulled. I mean, you can see a shoulder pad because the jersey was being tugged so hard.
Do you feel it wasn't called because they didn't want the game to end? Because they just called one.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want the game to end on a second pass or let that affect it again.
Like, that's how I feel, yeah. Yeah.
But it was pass interference?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Referees have a hard job.
For sure.
They do, but they're not calling because they don't want the game to end. That's messed
up. But did that guy have the right angle, the ref that is, standing in the back of the end zone?
I feel like you're any angle you would have
seen
something.
Because he was kind of turned one way. So if you couldn't see the front of him where he had that jersey hold, then I don't know if you could really see it.
I'd be pissed if I'm a Giants fan, though, today.
Yeah.
You're just begging for anything at this point. Daniel Jones, disaster.
Did you see the end of the first half when they ran the ball?
I saw Tyrod Taylor with like plus 210 passing yards. Or no, that was the over-under, 210 passing yards. I thought that was a little high. Do you know what he threw for?
I don't. But that, I definitely don't think it was that much.
And I thought, I'm going to take the under on this. And then I was like, no, they're trying to trick me.
I think that too.
Because it was like
too
easy. I was like, no, there's no way.
200, exactly.
So he was barely under it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I still didn't bet it because they're trying to trick me.
Yeah, so what happened in the first half? They ran out of time?
Yeah, it looked like they had a play called, and then Tyrod checked into another play, into a run play.
And
so they ran
the
ball with 5 seconds left, and then Saquon got stopped on the 2-yard line, and they couldn't inspect the ball with time, and it ran out, and then went to halftime, and Daboll just flipped on Tyrod going into the locker room. Like,
dude,
what the hell?
He gave him the dad, like, come over here.
Yeah.
Like, with his finger, like, come over here, we're going to talk.
Yeah. And Tyrod's been around for a long time. Like, he knows.
He has, but he's also the backup.
Yeah.
But also, you're right, he has. He's professionals here. We got to remember they're professionals.
Yes. Remember the college kids. They're kids.
Yes. Yeah,
they're
yes,
professionals.
These guys are professionals.
They're professionals. Let's do the promises. What was the game that you promised? You have all of them, Kevin?
I do.
Okay, let's go. Reed's not in here right now. What did Reed promise?
He had Washington plus 2.5.
Hey!
Reed doesn't know
back
money.
On track.
Let's go.
Hey. Back right. on track, Reed.
Good job, Reedy, Reedy.
There all you
right,
go.
What'd Eddie have?
Eddie and I both.
I have the Niners.
Yep. Both Niners -7.
You both are 10 more bucks in the hole?
Yeah, but I got my 20, and I want to apologize to my son. I stole out of his wallet this morning because I didn't have cash.
Did you tell him you were stealing it?
No. No, no, no. He leaves his wallet somewhere in the house that I know. And
do you owe 20?
I do. I owe 10.
Yeah.
And now this is my 20. But I left and I was like, I don't have time to stop at an ATM. And Bone said that there's going to be a penalty if I don't pay the next time we do a podcast. So I had to steal the money.
Love it. Just give it back to him.
I'll pay you back.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I got it.
Maybe with interest.
Yeah, so I owe another 10 now.
You both of you guys lost?
Yes.
What was mine, Duke?
You were Duke -2.5.
Good job, dude.
Easy.
Thank you. Except for the parlays, I've been pretty on. I'll be honest with you. They make us do 3 games.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's hard.
I mean, if you want, I'll just do a money line next time.
We'll get back on track this week.
Hey, I've been studying. I feel pretty
have
good
you?
About this week. No, I say that every week, though. I say that every week, though. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers earlier, but just in case you feel like we haven't shed enough light on the Aaron Rodgers situation in New York, and just in case he wasn't getting enough credit for everything else, Aaron Rodgers apparently played a role in the Jets' upset of the Eagles. They want everybody to know.
How did he do that?
He's on the headset.
Oh.
Rodgers was under the headset the whole game, sources say. It's sources, Rodgers. That's what I feel. It's like sources. Absolutely.
I did think it was funny, though. Like, a few games ago, he was in the suite just chilling with his feet up. Like, I thought, like, hey, man, you're part of the team. You should be down there with a headset and helping him win.
Sources say that Rodgers was under the headset the whole game and was an active voice giving suggestions to Jets coaching staff, even passing along play suggestions to coaches.
Yeah. That's cool. He should be doing that. I mean, really, they brought him in because he's got experience. And, I mean, he's good. But, I mean, if you can't play, the second best thing is let's get your brain in
but
this
But not
game.
Every good player is a coach. Because a lot of the times you're coaching based on what you could do.
Yeah.
And I think this is probably just Aaron Rodgers
yes.
wanting a little more love.
Oh. He'll do this for 1 week, yeah. get his little light, and be like, yeah, I'm good now.
My favorite thing is this prisoner that makes Bond. Did you guys see this? Uh-uh. Eddie, did you see it?
Uh-uh.
I love when... Okay.
Amazing.
So, this guy... He needed $10,000 to make Bond, okay? But all he had was a little $500. So we got video of him calling from prison, making a parlay here, and so he bets $500, and if he hits all of them, he wins $13,000, which is enough
to get out.
So here you go.
Just bet $500 on this ticket, make it a parlay. All right, I got Raiders over Patriots. I got the Jets over Eagles, Bills over New York Giants, Lions over Tampa Bay. Rams over Cardinals, New York Liberty, the basketball team, yeah, the WNBA, New York Liberty over Las Vegas Aces. Yeah, make all of it a parlay.
And he hit.
Wow.
There were two on there where I was like, ooh. And that was
the Liberty.
The Liberty. I don't know anything about the Liberty.
The Aces are really
I think
good.
The Aces are, yeah, favored.
That's Becky Hammon's team.
And then secondly, to pick the Jets.
Yeah.
Over the Eagles.
Yeah, it's risky. But he needed that for the big odds.
That's bold.
So but
he got out. He got out. Oh,
is that legal?
He paid. Dude, I don't know. But he's out.
Depends on the state he's in, I guess.
Incarcerated Bob, the Twitter account had this that I saw. And so that's what he did. He's like, yeah, I'm going to get that. Yep, got it. All right.
Wow.
You know, he's watching it. If you can watch it from prison.
I don't think they have Red Zone in prison or any.
I don't know, dude.
I told you I got
family that's in jail that would FaceTime family.
Really?
Yeah.
You could put anything in a butt.
Yeah. Yeah, but like YouTube TV, how do you do that?
Phone that and have somebody set it up before you get there and then put a phone in a butt and get it in there somehow. I don't know. So Houston Nutt, familiar with him?
Yes.
How do you know him?
You. You saw him at a restaurant one time and then...
Were we together when that happened?
No. You told us a story.
But do you know who he is?
He was a coach for... I mean, a college football coach.
At Arkansas for a long time.
Okay.
Kevin, you know who he is?
Yeah.
Then he was on CBS football for a long... He was Ole Miss, too, for a while. Then he was on CBS for years and years.
I remember at Ole Miss.
Do you want to hear Houston Nutt singing Hobby Lobby Bobby? Here you go.
My name is Hobby Lobby Bobby. If you like arts and crafts, just call me.
There you go.
What's the context here?
Like, how does it matter?
No.
Kind of.
Do we have the full clip, or do we just trim that down?
That's the full thing.
So the full clip is him going, hey, I thought I was going to go do something with him in Arkansas and ended up not being able to do it. And then he was like, hey, really? I don't know him except for jumping on him in a restaurant being like, you're Houston Nutt. And he didn't know who the crap I was.
But then I was going to go do this thing, and he messaged me on text message and was like, hey, sorry you couldn't come. I've been singing this Hobby Lobby Bobby song all day. He's like, hopefully I'll see you next time. And then he sang that.
That's funny, man.
Which I thought was pretty funny.
That's cool.
Anthony Richardson probably done for the season.
Yeesh.
That sucks.
He was having a good one.
That sucks. It's exciting, though, if you're a Colts fan. Because you like it. He's just got to calm down.
Yeah.
He's still doing college. College guy running it. These guys are bigger, faster, stronger. They kill you. They break everything in your body. But that sucks. Because he was exciting to watch. And then you go, well, maybe the Colts will lose more games, but they have a pretty good backup. Yeah, and Gardner Minshew, like, he can actually probably win more games this year than Richardson would have won this year. But the good thing about Richardson this year would have been the experience that he would have got.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to say this, too, and then we can get out of here. Don't forget to pay your money.
Everybody. I got cash. I need somebody to break a 20.
No, we don't break. We're not
Come on.
In the bank here. Come on, Reed.
And Kevin owes money, too, and he doesn't have his money. Just want to let you know.
I'm like, this guy.
Who doesn't have their money? Because you're penalized today.
No. You said if they don't bring their money next show, because they went like 2 weeks without paying.
That's true.
They're penalized. So if I don't bring it by the next show, if you don't bring it by the second show.
That's the rule now that you made up?
Yeah, I don't know. Everybody have their money in by Thursday.
Friday. Better have my
into
money.
The broken promises bucket.
Okay.
Fantasy's killing me. Mm. Because I lost my first round pick in Chubb. Justin Fields, quarterback.
Same.
Had two great weeks. Gets hurt last week. Saquon. I mean, everybody. Anthony Richardson, I have as my backup quarterback. Everybody I got has been hurt. I've been snake bit this year. It sucks balls. Because I pride myself a pretty good fantasy owner. I'm usually always in the top three.
With injuries, I mean, what can you do about it?
But here's the crazy point. I am 2-4, and I'm number one in points.
Wow.
Which is also very unfortunate. I've been losing games, but I've been scoring a bunch of points. So I'm 2-4, and I'm leading the league in points. Now, what I want to say to all the fantasy owners out there, there's a great rule that we have in our league. We have a 12-teamer. The top five automatically get in, and that sixth team is the highest points that's not in the top five.
Mm.
So, and a lot of times, it's just the sixth team. But if there's like an eighth or ninth team that's really been unfortunate in getting bad beats and scoring a bunch of points, they get that sixth spot.
That's a good idea.
Is it? Because I think it's weird. That's not how fantasy works. I mean, fantasy is based on wins and losses, which is just tough. Sometimes you have a team that scores 150, and then they play you and they score 80 and you magically beat them. That's how fantasy works, and that's how you get lucky and you win. Mm-hmm. But now, just because your matchups were wrong, but you have a lot of points, you're still going to get in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
It rewards the next best team with a playoff spot, but it doesn't give them a championship or anything. It just puts them in the playoffs.
No, have you been pushed out of the playoffs because of this?
No. I'm right in the middle. I'm smack dab third place. Probably could, if the playoffs started today, I'd probably make it. No, maybe not with you, with your new rule.
It's not a new rule. We had it last year because DJ was, Grace was sixth, and, she didn't get in
right
because she didn't have the points. She thought she was getting in.
I do remember that, yeah.
Yeah. And so I just remember DJ complaining for Grace.
Correct.
Yes. And so I like it because it also keeps people interested longer. If you have a bad team and you're just even in the mix for that points, you're staying in it longer and you care more.
Do we have a penalty for last place too?
Yeah.
You have
to pay double fee.
Oh, that's important because people just give up.
Yeah. That's the whole reason we have it, because the league's not about money so much. It's fun. It's fun to win the money. But, yeah.
I have a friend that's in a league that they get tattoos if you're getting last.
Whoa, that's intense.
That's way too much of the other person's team.
Like the team name?
Like, this guy lost 2 years in a row, and I saw a picture at the beginning of this year. He got it right before their draft, and I think he had, like, the Niners and whoever, like the Seahawks or something like that. And neither of those are his team.
Why did he have to get one of those teams?
Because a winner...
The winner's favorite team?
Yeah, is who you get tattooed.
That is crazy.
Anyone have to put a 69er tattoo on me. Oh, no, you're
no,
the you'd Kansas be the City Queefs?
No, it'd be the... No, that was a couple years ago.
Okay.
No, he's talking about, like, the Cowboys. Yes. That's my team.
Got it.
you'd be
that would be better. That would be better.
Okay, yeah. So Eddie's had, over the years, he had the Kansas City Queefs. Yeah.
It's all about rhyming with like, the real name.
Well, yeah. And then after that, he had the San Francisco 69ers. which doesn't rhyme, but okay.
I had the Cleveland Frowns for a little bit.
I never heard of that team. Mm-hmm. I think you made that up.
No, I did. I had that for like a year.
I never heard of
that. But you
want
to know the crazy thing, guys?
I don't think that was true. And then he has, this year, he has the Tampa Bay Tampons.
Hey, what's crazy is
I got one for Miami, but I don't want to say it.
Miami Dolphins.
No, Miami.
Miami. What's dirty that rhymes with Dolphins?
Miami Dolphins. Hey,
Mike, just tell us. We'll bleep it if we don't like. We don't like it.
Now, I don't even think it rhymes anymore. Miami Foreskins.
Oh, I had Washington Foreskins. Gosh. Remember when they were the Redskins? That's an OG one, dude. That might have been my first one. The Washington Foreskins.
There you go.
Hey, guys. And two, what happened was like a few years ago, my mother-in-law was in town and we were talking about fantasy. And I was like, yeah, I love fantasy. She's like, well, who's on your team? And I was like, well, I got a lot of players, but let me see your roster.
Oh, no.
And she goes to my computer and she sees San Francisco 69ers.
And what are you,
like,
12?
She goes, 69ers, huh? I'm like, yeah. And I just scroll down like, but I have Mahomes. I have Ezekiel Elliott. And she's like, uh-huh.
That was
embarrassing.
That's anything else we need to say, guys?
Oh, man. No.
We'll get into the old looking ahead on Friday's show. We haven't hit a parlay in a long, long time.
We're going to get it this week.
I've been doing, a lot of research.
Yeah.
I feel pretty good about this one.
Good.
What can I do with Minnesota?
The Minnesota
Vikings. I feel like there's something there.
Minnesota. Well, Minnesota... Minnesota. Or Minnesota. It could be the Minnesota penis. Minnesota. But it's not Minnesota.
Minnesota? I don't know. You see how this could be fun?
Mm-hmm.
This could be a lot of fun.
Minnesota.
Vikings.
The Vikings.
Vikings.
Minnesota Vad.
Yeah, you're on the right track.
The Vag Kings? There's
something there.
The Minnesota Vag Kings.
Oh my gosh.
That's it. That's next season, boys.
Oh gosh. So blow that whistle, Eddie.
That's the stupidest thing ever. All right, see you later. Blow it out, Eddie.
Here we go. Yeah.
What about the Seahawks?
Yeah, I thought about that too.
No, that one's easy. The Seattle Sea.
Oh.
And then you know what the mascot's going to be.
It's a rooster.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
We just got it. All right, bye.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.